Hello and welcome back to the Pagoda Podcast. It's your boy Nick,
Cheyenne,
Eli,
Nina.
We're talking about some animals that we think we could potentially beat in a fight. That's going to be the topic. I gotta turn my phone on side.
All right, who wants to start it off? How about Eli?
What is the?
It's bears, or not bears.
Deer.
Things that we think that we can beat in a fight, like animals.
Like animals. Okay, I feel like we should give a weapon.
Bear.
I feel like we should
definitely
give a weapon.
Definitely a bear.
Listen. Could not be a bear.
I think so.
Okay, wait. Hold on before we get into it.
Okay.
Should we give a weapon, like a knife? Or no?
It depends. It's like a situational thing.
Okay, you have like, say you're wearing hiking boots in all of these scenarios, like metal-tipped hiking boots, right?
Okay.
Ankle support.
Why are you wearing those?
Because where else are you going to encounter these animals? It's not going to be in a fucking, like, boxing ring. It's going to be, like, out in the woods. You're probably going to have... So I'll just say, why not have hiking boots, right?
Okay.
I guess a backpack.
A backpack?
Well, if you're hiking...
That's the first thing I'm ditching.
Okay, fine. No backpack. But you have a...
phone.
No.
Bear mace. I'm like, what is a
bear mace? No, you can use that on anything. You can blast a deer with that. How about a knife?
A bear mace I would not use on a bear.
A knife and a taser.
Why?
I feel like that should piss
them
off.
Do tasers even work on animal, like,
probably
big ass,
not.
I mean, big
no,
animals?
No.
What do you think, Eli?
What?
Like, that bear spray on bears when they're right there.
It definitely works.
It works, but, like, it might not, like, they might still just be, like, blind and just be, like, and just fuck you up if they get a hold of you.
Okay.
Those things spray, like, 10 feet.
Yeah.
So, like, just be, like, and then start running. Run.
With your ass up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But what animal?
So you have a knife. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you could beat a deer? Like a doe. Like a female deer.
Definitely.
Doe. A deer. A female deer.
I think I could beat a deer, bro. I think
you
I could.
Said exactly.
I didn't want to eat it.
I know I said it. Yeah.
So you could beat a doe.
I
a
think
deer.
So.
a female deer. Yeah, definitely. Like, if you
a
get
knife,
a hold of it and you just
I
go
mean,
at it.
It'll go up on its, like, hind legs and, like, hit at you. But I feel like if I did that, I could, like, stab it, like, in the
I feel
side
like
and then back up.
One arm up in a block position.
Yeah.
And in your dominant hand, you have the knife and you're just, like.
Yeah, maybe, like, kick its leg out from under it.
Oh, my God.
Just be, like, yeah. Like, a low kick, like, sweep it. And
yeah.
It's, like, yeah.
I was just thinking, like, the worst case scenario at work is I leave the door open, like, when they're outside or whatever, and, like, in shit, so I can hear them.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if a deer, because they have a lot of deer there, if they just ran through and into the house, like, that would be, like, the worst shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be
they would fuck everything up.
Yeah, that and, like.
Or they'd be caught.
They'd, like, kill the clients or something.
Oh, my God. What if one of them killed Bond?
Oh, my God.
You'd get fired.
I don't know, man. I just had the door open.
That would be like an incident report, I think.
Yeah.
Man, still get fired.
The house,
like,
the house
you...
would be so trashed.
No, I
think
it'd
be
like... if you're like taking a nap or like studying, and you're like, and you just didn't see the deer, just like walked into Bob's room and killed
him. Oh,
it.
If he was napping, he would definitely get fired.
Me?
Yeah.
He actually wouldn't.
If you were napping, you're not doing
warning.
Your job.
You get a warning.
No, if you're napping and a client died, that's not a warning.
Oh, well, if they died, no,
yeah.
You'd be kind of fucked, yeah.
Yeah. They'd be like, how did you let a deer in the house? And how did you let it kill a bot?
I don't sleep at work, though.
No, I'm saying if you're doing, like, class. Okay, like, Vaughn's taking a nap and a deer gets in and, like, sneaks past you.
It wouldn't sneak past me. I would hear that shit, man.
You don't know. What if a raccoon got in? You guys think you'd beat a raccoon?
Definitely. I'd be scared, though.
I wouldn't be that scared, right?
Like,
I'd laugh.
Alexa, stop. I feel
a
like
raccoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like hiking boots.
I feel like I would run first
and then kick the
yeah,
and try
the
to do
out.
Something and like get some like a mop or like a broom, just like beat the fuck out of it, or like try to sweep it out.
Let's say instead of a knife, you have a stick, like a big stick. Like you feel me?
Just poking the hell out of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
In the woods.
Wait. So you think you can beat it or get a raccoon out, Nina?
Of the house.
Yeah, like if it came in here, do you think you'd be able to get it out?
I have to calm down first.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would retreat first.
Yeah.
And then get a broom.
Not leaving.
It depends what I'm wearing. If I'm like, I have like no shoes on, I'm like going down the stairs, and there's just one on the stairs, I'd be like, fuck, I have to go get my bat or something.
Like, I'd probably call you in a panic, Nina, and be like, oh my god, there's a fucking
really
raccoon
really
in here.
Have you seen the raccoons, Nick, at our place?
Like the pliers.
Oh my god.
Have you ever seen
it?
What?
The raccoons at our house?
Yeah, well,
I think
so.
I saw a skunk the other night. I had to walk past
at our house.
I was like, no, here.
No, your people place has them sometimes.
Yeah.
I was like on a Zoom call in my car because I was hanging out with some people from work, and there was like three skunks. Like two of them went under my car.
Oh my god.
I was just like, oh my god. And then there's a giant one like just over by the dumpster, like right next to me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay. But what about a bear? Like, why don't you think that you
okay,
could beat a
bear?
I think I could beat a bear.
A grizzly bear or a black bear?
A black bear just...
A black bear?
The other day.
Both. I'm talking about all bears.
No,
he's
just like a
you could not beat a polar bear.
You
could. You could
not beat a brown bear.
I'm telling you,
you
I'm telling you right
bear.
Now, from my heart, you could not beat a polar bear.
Any full-grown bear?
Okay, polar bears, probably not.
Polar bears.
We don't have polar bears
bear?
Here, though.
Polar bears are like our hunters. Like,
we don't
they're
have polar
the apex
bears.
Predator.
You said what?
You think you can beat a brown bear?
Not even necessarily beat it. Like, escape
it.
The situation.
Oh, no. I'm saying kill.
Like, kill it?
Yeah.
If
I feel like if
fight,
I had to.
Fight a
yeah.
bear.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I would be smart about fighting the bear. I wouldn't go up to it and just start.
Well, if it was coming at you. Say it's like coming at you.
That's what we would do.
I would have to flee. I would literally...
No, it would hunt you down.
I would have
yeah.
to get a plan. Like, I would have to run to my car, lock
what?
Myself.
You can make it to
have
the
you
car.
Read that book? It's like
yeah.
Brian's Song or Brian's
like
Hunt.
Is that when you run zigzag? Wait, what?
Like, Brian's Song. Is that
that's...
Or am I thinking of Hatchet? I think I'm thinking of Hatchet. You guys read Hatchet?
Wait, the guy had the...
He, like, his plane crashed?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had, like, survived?
Yeah, I think... We read that a minute ago.
Have you read that?
What?
Like back in like elementary, damn near.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
my teacher read it to us.
Did you read that? The Hatchet?
Yeah, I
yeah,
love
that
book. That was one of my favorite childhood books.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Hatchet's awesome.
Dude, say you're in like...
In elementary school, like I woke up like an hour before school started to read that book.
Really?
Yeah, then I go to school.
Did you read like the other ones?
No.
Never mind.
Wait. This is, like, not a related question, but do you think that you could survive in a situation like that? Like, if you got stranded somewhere?
I think I could.
Like, on an island?
I think, I really think I could. I know how to make, like, a lean-to, so I could sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Make a fire.
I feel like eventually I'd, like, just give up. It depends on how long it's for, like.
It depends
yeah.
what type of place, like, if it's, like, a forest.
I'm talking about, like, an island.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd be hyped. I'd be running around doing fuck shit.
Yeah, but like, you need to build shelter. You need to
yeah,
do
I would
all this
build a
stuff.
House. After I built
Find
a house,
food.
I'd fuck around a minute.
How would you get water? I don't know.
I would fish all the time. If it was an island, there'd be fish close up.
I feel like that would just be like
a
it's total a change. I'd just be like, I don't know what to do. I'm what? Stranded on an island with nothing.
Are there trees? Yeah. Build a house.
The fuck
with
the,
what?
How
tools?
Am I gonna get the tree down?
Am I gonna punch
your
it down?
Your hands. You're gonna.
Do you see my hands and my arms?
Rocks.
What? Like palm trees.
Rocks. Not like okay. Describe the island. In my head, I'm thinking
it's
like
a tropical island.
But like,
I mean,
what
it has
is the
forest like in it?
What's
like,
the vegetation? Is there water?
Oh my gosh! Like you don't know this.
Yeah.
Like how big? How big is it?
This is just like a random island. You just jumped off.
We're making
yeah.
a hypothetical island right now. Come on.
Like Fiji.
Like, Fiji's big as fuck.
But that's what I'm talking about. It,
oh, a
it,
giant island?
Yeah.
Oh, I would definitely survive. What do you mean?
I thought you meant like a small island.
Yeah, I thought you meant like a 100 by 100 foot or something.
Jeez, okay, but even
Gilligan's
that.
Gilligan's Island.
Okay, but even that, like.
100 by 100 foot, I'd be kind of scared. There wouldn't be a lot of vegetation. And there probably wouldn't be a lot of water.
Like this small
so then how would
islands.
You survive? Yeah.
If there wasn't water... Probably die.
No, I'm saying not Fiji size. Fiji, like...
That's
vegetation.
Like, yeah.
On how big of an island?
Like the movie island.
Yeah, like a pretty small island.
I think I could survive for sure if it was that small. If there was water.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I would have the skills to survive. That's what I'm
saying. I read Robinson Crusoe, bro. I know what I'm doing.
If I can make a fart,
I feel like I could last a good amount, but shoot. Like I said, it depends. Like at one point, I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could catch fish. For sure.
Very easy. Yeah. To make a fishing thing.
The big thing would be if you can make a fire or not. How to start a fire?
I don't know how to start a fire. Like, I would be there like
sticks together forever.
I would just find rocks that would spark.
Like, some dry shit.
I would just try and find rocks that spark, and then I would get like really dry, like tinder, you know? Just like ripped up, you know? Like, until it lit. And I feel like I could get a fire. And then fishing, I would just make a spear, kind of. If I didn't have a knife, I'd have to, like, find a sharp rock, you know? It'd be tough.
I feel like I'd rather, like, get stuck with a group of people.
I don't know.
Put our brain power together.
I don't know. They might go crazy.
It depends on the group of people.
And who do you think would be the first to go crazy?
Like, if it was us.
Us?
Like, yeah.
I think I'm going crazy first.
Yeah, I think Nina would just snap.
Really?
I think I'm just going to be like,
we just don't have a lot of food.
Fuck it all. Like, I just don't.
Your food's very limited. You're just like, I can't do it. That'd be crazy. Would you swim out into the water, or would you stay on the island and attack us?
Or would you just go by yourself?
Yeah, what would you do?
What do you mean?
If you went crazy.
Oh, I don't. Me?
Yeah.
Like, you were the first to go crazy. Us four got stuck.
Like, literally, like, manic? Like,
yeah.
Like, delirious?
Yeah, like, how do you think that you would be? Like, how do you go off by myself?
Yeah.
Okay. And just like kind of live it out.
Yeah.
Live out your days.
I don't know. If I went crazy, I'd probably swim out in the water.
I think I might do that too.
I feel like
I just know I wouldn't trust y'all, so I'd try to get away from y'all.
Yeah. I feel if I like if I went crazy.
Build a raft.
Yeah, I would definitely try to escape. And go somewhere
if you went crazy, you should stick around so that we can cook you when you're dead.
Oh my god. Of course.
That'd be the move. I'm sorry.
It's fucked up, man.
If anybody
you or Eli.
No, I'm saying if anybody goes early.
Shit for me.
Whoever goes early, you eat their meat. That's just kind of the.
I'm not dying.
For real. I would eat your meat.
If I was about to die, I'd kill somebody.
Oh, honestly. What?
So I don't get eaten. I'd be like, yeah, sorry.
You're going to be dead.
Don't care. I'll still, maybe the food will nourish me. I would just, if we ever got stranded on an island, I would immediately start calling all of you food. I'd be your only man.
Food?
Like, hey, food. What are you doing over there? You want a shelter? Unless we caught fish.
Did we ever finish the matter at hand?
What?
The animals that we think that...
Yeah, we need to get back to that. Do you guys think you could beat...
an alligator.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think I could give it a good fight.
Yeah.
In a swamp?
Like a bayou.
If it was like up to my knees, definitely.
Ooh.
In the water? No.
If there was like no, listen. It's
in
like in a swamp. In a swamp, there'd be like trees around there.
Are you going to grab them?
No, I'd climb up on a tree, and when they'd come by, I would just jump down on them and like hit their mouth closed, and I would gouge their eyes out. And probably just start.
When they come by?
Like the tree just dropped down on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like if they're in the water, that's your only chance. On land, I would just... I think I could get them.
I feel like that would be a splat, though, on land. Like a...
They're super fast on land.
But in the water? They're not
they're
faster?
They're fast in water, but they're super fast on land. They're fast in both. Mm. They're pretty good predators. They're, like, really old. They're ancient.
Yeah. You know? Like dinosaur times.
It's just kind of the one that won, you know? It's just like, you got it, you know?
It's true. Like, adapted the most to humans, kind of.
You think a pack of 10 alligators could take out a full-grown elephant?
Definitely.
10 alligators? Just 10?
I don't know.
In water. Yeah. But up to, like, the elephant's, like, knees.
I feel like it'd be a good fight. I don't know. I feel like it'd go either way.
You'd have, like, two on each leg. I don't think
the elephant would go out sad, though. Because I feel like it would stop.
If it kept its trunk up, I think it would be okay. But if they, like, got its trunk, they would just rip it off right away.
Yeah. But, like, but it probably wouldn't be down, right?
It would probably get better at fighting if it lost its trunk. Like, at that point, you know?
Or, like, the tusk that it can just, like... Mm. Yeah. But they got a powerful stomp, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They like, communicate.
And if they... And go up on their back legs and come back down.
She didn't do the noise.
Was that your elephant noise?
That's what I was saying. Oh, we just skipped over that.
I can do way better.
Fuck y'all. Okay.
Watch, ready?
Fucking elephant mask.
You can do it. No, you can do it like this. Like, fill your mouth with air. It's like... Like that. That sounds more like an elephant than...
No, like a...
That's a bird. That's a bird. Make a two-year elephant.
I don't know. I've never heard a lot of elephants.
I know. That's
a...
I'm pretty much going off Ice Age and he was a mammoth.
See? Or like a trumpet like sound. It's like a trumpet
sound. Come on, man. It's like a horn.
Yeah.
Do you guys think you could beat like a teenage elephant?
Yeah.
Like a baby elephant?
Not a baby. Teenage.
I don't know.
Smaller?
No, they're pretty. They're like half grown. They're big.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was like 6 feet tall.
Like a box.
Yeah, they have big eyes.
Yeah.
If it didn't have tusks, too.
Yeah. So like slap it.
You know, elephants are evolving to have less tusks, like smaller tusks.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Because poachers are killing all the elephants with the giant tusks. To sell the ivory, and it's just they're like leaving the elephants that have like smaller tusks because it's like not worth killing.
Yeah.
So elephants in general are starting to like adapt, and there's so few of them.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah, they're starting to evolve to have smaller tusks.
Damn.
Forced evolution.
That's bullshit though, because that's a disadvantage to them.
Yeah.
Big time.
I mean.
They're well on their way to being extinct. Well,
short-term thinking.
If we could get poaching to, like, if we could get a control on poaching and, like, focus on rehabilitating elephants, their trunks would come, like, it would come back in size, you know? It's just a matter of time after that. It'd have to be, like, years, you know?
Yeah.
The elephants live for a long time.
Generation.
Yeah. We're related to elephants. It's crazy.
Well, you are,
maybe.
We all are. You are, maybe. What are you related to? A rock?
Are we related, I'm related to a monkey.
Yeah.
So sucky.
But like distantly. Do you guys think you could be
a monkey?
Yeah, sure. What kind of monkey, though?
Like a
gibbon? Capuchin? Chimpanzee? That's a primate, but...
You could howler. Not be a chimpanzee.
No, I know. I would never
fight
a chimpanzee. Would you fight a chimpanzee?
Let's start small. What about the one in...
A lemur? Capuchin?
Lemur? Yeah, that's a good one.
Capuchin?
What's like that? The one at Night at the Museum?
Night at the Museum.
Yes.
Yes, hell yes. but fuck that boy up.
How about, but I feel like he's so sneaky.
No, bro, I'd fuck him up. Even if he bit me, I would just grab his head and just be like, just break his neck.
Yeah, okay, let's work up. How about a lemur?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
They're agile.
And
if super quick.
If it gets on me, if I can get my hands on it, it's done. It's small. I would just
break it over your knee.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. And then.
How about?
Do you think you could beat like
an orangutan?
No.
Like, what's a mid monkey?
I'm about to look.
What are those monkeys called? You think you could beat a howler monkey?
I don't know what those are. Okay, what about an old world monkey? The macaques?
Can you show me?
Yeah. What are these called?
Oh, world monkey.
The macaw?
How the fuck you pronounce that? The Japanese macaque?
Can I see that?
I can't, like, bring it over if I was plugged
in. I took a class about this last semester. Anthropology class, Nina.
The bullshit class?
Yeah, bioanthropology.
Yes, bro, that's it.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, it was something.
Real quick, I gotta check this. Oh my god, why is it this ad all the time? How do you mute this? I need to hear it, but. Listen, this is how it's pronounced.
Oh my god. Oh wait, let me show. Okay, this is what it looks like.
Macaque. It's a Japanese
macaque. I said macaque.
I like macaque.
A macaque. Macaque?
Oh, the red.
Macaque.
Macaque.
Oh, what about like a bamboo? You think you can be a bamboo?
What is a bamboo?
A panda?
I meant bamboo.
Bamboo's a plant.
Like a bamboo.
Isn't there a bamboo?
A gibbon?
Like a, what, like, oh, a baboon.
Baboon.
And bamboo. I don't know. Maybe I could beat a bamboo. They're kind of big, right?
I don't know.
Don't they have like the giant asses? I feel like that's. Yeah, I feel like if I smoked that with a kick, it would not feel good. Or it's
maybe
like just.
Piss them off.
Maybe it's like just muscle. They have big teeth.
Okay. Eli, can you tell them about the one English class where you have to like start at the beginning of time in the language that you have to learn?
In my literary history class. We're starting, like, all literature pre-1600s. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to have to do Old English, Middle English, and Renaissance English. Old English is not fucking English. It's sim language. Truly.
Alright, hold on.
Middle English is a little bit better, but it you can hear, like, the structure of words. What? Okay, play. Is this Old English?
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
You got 1 minute until 25.
Way gardena, in yer dagum, theod kininga, thrum yefrunon, husa adalingos, ellen fremedon, oft shield cheving, share than a thratum, monogam machthum, merda settler oft taf, exoda erlas, sithen arrest worth, fair shaft funden, hathas frover yabad, works under Walkenham, where the Mundan Thaf, or that.
But like.
We could have been speaking that.
That doesn't sound like.
No,
him.
We could have been speaking that. I have no clue.
He said what he read at the beginning, but I didn't catch it.
Like. But in their day, that was just English to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that's what you have to read.
In a couple hundred years, like, our English won't be the same. Like, our language will be different. You're, like,
yeah.
Truly.
It's already evolving so much with, like, slang. I feel like that's, like, being incorporated so much in it.
Yeah.
True.
With, like, words like cap.
We're at 25 minutes.
Okay. It says 13.
Well, this is the second recording. I had to do another one.
Okay.
They'll go together.
Okay. Well... thanks for coming back to another video of the podcast. That would conclude this one.
Thanks, Nina, for coming.
Yeah.
Best special guest.
Bye.
See ya. Nick's asleep. Bye.